finally, we end this hour on a low note. A really low note. That is a low E, nearly three octaves below middle C. The music label Decca Records is on the hunt for someone who can hit it. And the catch is, you can't use a piano. You have to sing it. The note is featured in a song called De Profundis, Out of the Depths I Cry to You, O Lord. It's Psalm 130. And it's by Welsh composer Paul Mueller, who joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
That is a very low note.
It's incredibly low, yes. I'm sorry about that, but I'm really attracted to those depths of the human spectrum.
Because the psalm, Out of the Depths, what word actually does one sing on that low note, do you know?
Oh, yes, yeah, that comes in the middle of the song as the singer sings, "Hear my voice, O Lord." It goes right down.
Okay. Now, how are you actually conducting the search for a voice that can deliver that line best?
Well, I mean, obviously speaking on here today and through various magazines, we're seeking to find the person that can sing the lowest note ever written in choral music, and to be able to sing not just that note, but the solo in this piece. It's a piece for bass solo and choir. So we're looking for somebody very special.
Take me back to the moment of composition as you're, whether you use a pen or whether you're at a keyboard nowadays, and I mean, you had to decide, am I going to make somebody sing a note that low?
Well, yeah, there's two reasons. One is that I write a lot of choral music, and I've been constantly trying to write lower and lower, and the basses that I've been writing for have seemed very pleased about this. My piece would be Caritas for Prince William and Princess Catherine's wedding last year had very low notes in it, and they all seemed very happy about that. So I thought, right, let's push this even further and see if we can get down there. But also, I know we all have friends in the singing world that after a concert will try and bedazzle you with how low they can sing in the party afterwards. So I thought, this is a chance to give the low basses a chance to shine.
But how do they audition? That is, how does somebody who thinks they can sing that very low E, how do they let you know that they can do it?
Yeah, what we'd like them to do, and in fact some people have already started doing this, is actually record yourself on an MP3 and email it to Decca Records. And if you email yourself singing as low as you can go, we will sift through these and find that one that we think can do this. Fingers crossed we'll find somebody.
Well, Paul Mueller, thank you very much for talking with us. That's composer Paul Mueller, who is on the lookout for a singer who can hit a low E note for his latest composition. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
And now, just to show that we've covered all of our bases, we're going to return to Roger Meniz, whom I spoke to 2 years ago in June of 2010. He made it into the Guinness World Book of Records for singing the lowest note on record. It was an F sharp. He recorded it in Southern Illinois, where he joins us from right now. And your F-sharp was, as I understand it, a lot lower than this low E we're talking about.
Yes, yes, it is. It's about 43 and a half notes off of the piano.
It's almost in the next room from the piano, is what you're saying. The note we're talking about, it should be a breeze for you in that case. Here, I'm going to play you that note as we recorded it earlier. Can you give us your rendition?
Could I illustrate it in Swing Low, Sweet Chariot?
Sure.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me
home. Motorists all over America are adjusting their radios right now. Roger Meniz, thank you very much for talking with us. Mr. Meniz is the Guinness World Book of Records record holder for having sung the lowest note. It is a lot lower than low E. Thanks again.
Appreciate it so much.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming. Carry me home.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.